The Assassin by Andrew Britton. Prologue. Baghdad. Anita Zayed folded her arms as she glared across the cavernous lobby of the Babylon Hotel. Not for the first time, she found herself hoping that the target of her righteous anger would suddenly come down with some sort of exotic fever, something specific to overly glamorous, thunder-stealing network reporters. Better yet, maybe her menacing stare could somehow infect the woman with subconscious doubt, leading to an irrepressible stutter whenever she stepped in front of the cameras. Anita momentarily brightened with this notion, but knew it was asking a lot. Unfortunately, Penelope Marshall had a reputation for handling the crushing pressure of televised journalism with the skill of a seasoned pro, despite her relative youth. It should have been perfect. Anita was fortunate enough to have the best source possible, a cousin assigned to the Ministry of Defense. The man's access was incredible and well worth a generous stipend, which her employer would have gladly paid. In this respect, however, she was lucky again. All her cousin's assistance cost her was the occasional visit to his modest home on the outskirts of Baghdad, where he was given to bad cooking and good-natured but endless complaints about the Americans, much to the dismay of his long-suffering wife. His latest tip had arrived just 40 minutes earlier, and for once Anita was in the perfect position to act on it, bored senseless and lounging over cold coffee in a green-zone cafe with Tim Hoffman, her American cameraman. 20 minutes and a couple of irritating stops at various checkpoints had seen her out of the zone and into the leafy streets of the Jadria residential district, the unlikely site of the Babylon Hotel. As she looked for a hole in the building crowd, Anita brushed her hair back from her face and sighed in mounting frustration. She had worked for London-based independent television for 5 years now, and was beginning to wonder how much longer she could put up with the long hours and lowly pay.